弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们呢，已经查考过这个环境以及数据。
Thank God we have covered the burnt offering and grand offering.
那今天晚上啊，我们就是查考这个平安祭啊。
And tonight we shall study the offerings of fellowship.
这个环境以及啊数据。都有提到，若有人要献公物给耶和华。
Here it says, if anyone wants to make an offering to the Lord.
那这个第一章燔祭的这个若有人，跟第二章数祭的若有人呐、这个人在原意上啊是不同个字的。
Actually, in the chapter 3, verse 1, that someone.Is different from the chapter 2 first verse someone.
那个第一章燔祭的这个若有人的人呐、是一个男女之间呐、男的或女的这个人这个统称的人，也就是指着人类的啊。
Someone meant is it whether male or female.
那第二章数记的这个若有人，这个人啊，跟第一章的人啊，原意是不同个字的。
And on chapter 2, this someone is different from the chapter 3.
这个人呢，有些经文分为翻译做魂翻译做魂。
And in some translation, it's translated as soul.
也就是创世纪里面神造人的时候，将他的生气吹在人鼻孔里，人就成为有灵的活魂。
And this is what in Genesis recorded that God breathed His breath and this became a living being.
那中文翻译有灵的活人原文是魂。
And the Genesis tells us that he became a living being.
所以这个数据这个人呢、跟起初神创造人赐给人生命那个人是同个字。
So this chapter 2 verse 1, it's similar to the one that was in Genesis.
我们看创世纪第二章哈，第二章第七节啊。
Chapter 2 verse 7 in Genesis.
创世纪记第二章的第七节，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成为有灵的活人，名叫亚当。这个有灵的活人呐、这个人原文是魂啊、那是谢中光长老啊，在安息日的时候跟我们提过了啊。
And this living being can be translated as the soul, a soul.And that's what Elder Xue has explained to us before.
所以数据里面呢、第一节的这个若有人是跟呢、创世纪啊第二章七节这个活人这个同一个字。
So in this chapter 2 verse 1, this someone is similar to the living being in chapter 2 verse 7 in Genesis, and this is translated as soul.
所以这里若有人这个人呢、是以谦卑的态度讲的我们不过是神用尘土所造的
And this, they put it in a humble way that God made man from dust.
我们能够把这个果子呈现给神。
If we can offer these grains to God,
并不是人的功劳。
It is not the works of man.
人没有办法靠自己所行的义所行的。这个律法来蒙神称义的
And man cannot by himself be justified by God.
所以这个数据又称为同献的数据。
So this grain has to be offered together.
是与燔祭一起奉献给神的。
It has to be together with the burnt offering to be offered to God.
也就是我们是靠着耶稣基督的救赎。
We depends on God's Jesus' salvation.
在主的救赎、主的爱里面，我们今天呢、才能够有这个果子 来呈现给神。
Only through His salvation plan, His love, that we are able to produce fruits for Him.
啊，所以我们有什么好行为，并不是自己的功劳。
So if we have any good deeds, it is not on our own.
我们不能单独献数祭。
We cannot just offer the grand offering.
也就是不能靠我们自己的行为来蒙神称义的意思。
That is to say, we cannot with our own deeds to be justified by God.
但是每一位领受了神救赎的人，我们却必须要献上数祭。
But those who receive the salvation grace must make offering grains of offering.
我们应该要结出果子来。
We must produce fruits.
来呈现给主。
And to give it to God.
那第三章我们晚上就要查考到这个平安祭的条例。
So for tonight we shall continue to study chapter 3, the fellowship's offering.
但是献平安祭呢，这里就人献公物为平安祭，就没有说若有人要献平安祭，没有。
And here it does not say if there's someone need to make a fellowship offering.
这个平安祭啊，这个小字啊，平安或作仇恩。
These fellowships can be on this little wording here called peace offering as well.
啊，这个平安祭也是一种感恩的祭啊。
Peace offering is also giving thanks.
啊，但是这个平安祭啊，不是说若有人要献平安祭，没有，就人要献平安祭。
And、
一个蒙恩的人必须要感恩的，一定要感恩的，
And here,
不能忘恩负义的啊。
Here it doesn't say if anyone. Here says someone. That means that all of us must make fellowship to God.
啊，不过你所献的祭物就可以按照自己的能力啊来奉献的。所以说，若是从牛群中或是其他的动物来献啊。
Here if someone meant that if according to his income, he may offer an animal or such.
不过所献的祭物啊，一个原则就是要没有残疾的才可以。
But the principle of offering is that it must be without defects.
所以这个献燔祭啊，必须要公的、公牛、公羊啊。
But it must be a male goat or sheep.
但平安祭啊，就可以无论是公的、是母的啊。都可以，但是必须没有残疾的。
So in peace offering, you could offer a male or female, but it has to be without defects.
就是要把那最好的、完全的来奉献给神。
That is that it has to be perfect and complete in order to offer it to God.
那我们现在看讲义第九页。
Now we're gonna look at our text, page 9.
中文的第九页
Page 8 in English.
这个平安祭是第三章，还有把第七章的一起讲啊。
And we shall touch with chapter 3 together with chapter 7.
这里所用的这个祭物就是没有残疾的公牛或是母牛。
So the sacrificial article must be male or female of the herd without blemish.
或是没有残疾的公绵羊、母绵羊
，or male or female of the flocks without blemish，
还有山羊
，and goat，
都可以
They are all acceptable。
但是平安祭里面没有用鸟的。
But in fellowship offerings, you cannot use birds。
当然这个平安祭献祭的人可以跟家人一起分享。
And you can partake the sharing with your family.
要分给祭司，还要家人一起享用。用鸟怎么够吃呢？
You give it to the priest and you enjoy it with your whole family. If you were to offer birds, then it would not be sufficient for all.
其实这个小事并不是够不够吃的问题。
But of course, It's not that whether it's sufficient for all or not.
这是一个蒙恩的人，一定要尽自己的能力，大大的 来感谢神才对。
But a person who receives grace from God, he must offer to God whole, to the best ability that he could.
就是从人家蒙受神大恩典，他也应该啊要激励的感恩啊，不能说啊我就随便的啊一点点感谢就好。
And he, a person who receives so much grace should not say that he should be stingy, to give offering to God.
所以平安记里面呢、啊，只有公牛、母牛啊，公绵羊、母绵羊，还有山羊，没有用鸟嘞。
So in the sacrificial item for fellowship offering, there's a herd from the herds and from the flock and from goat. There is no birds.
有一次啊，这个陈长老哈、哦，在台南呐、啊。安息日聚会的时候
Elder Jan, Elder Chen, in Taiwan at a Sabbath service.
他讲到主耶稣啊，这个祝福门徒把网撒在船的右边啊，就可以得到鱼了哈。
At a service, and he was telling that.The disciple received blessing from God, and when they threw, when they cast the net into the water, they caught fish.
就是153条大鱼的神迹啊！哈
，This is the miracle of 153 fish.
那天安息日下午聚会完，一个姐妹啊，开了一部啊非常大的房车来接她的孩子回家。
After the service, there is a sister drove a very big car to pick up her children to go home.
那个陈长老就开玩笑问那些负责人，哇，主耶稣让他网到大鱼了，有没有抓几条过来？
And the elder Chen was jokingly said to some of the members, said, "Oh, she has caught a huge fish, and did she?" Give any of her cash to us.
门徒整夜劳碌得不到什么。
The disciple caught all night and yet got nothing.
因为主耶稣的一句话。
Because of our Lord Jesus one word.
因为门徒的顺服。
And because of the disciples' obedience.
真的按照主耶稣所说的话就下网捕鱼。
And truly as the Lord's word.They cast out their net to catch for a catch.
结果一网就网了153条大鱼。
And therefore, the catch was a total of 153 fish.
鱼虽然多，网没有破。
No doubt there were many fish, but yet the net was not torn.
这是神特别的保守。
This is the protection from God.
哦，所以他们晚餐的时候，哎，他们啊，主耶稣就叫门徒说。把刚才打的鱼啊啊抓几条过来。
So in the evening, the disciples said, "Let's bring some of the fish that was caught earlier."
他们烤了之后，主耶稣啊又把饼又把鱼又交给门徒享用。
And after baking, our Lord Jesus took some of the fish and bread and gives the disciple some of the sharing.
所以陈长老那天下午讲这个153条大鱼的神迹啊，哇，大家对这个神迹的领受啊，都很感动啊。
So Elder Chen gave the testimony regarding the catching of the fish. So all of them, the congregation was very much moved.
所以就问负责那个姐妹有没有抓几条过来、啊。
So this is why he made the command. This sister, pass some of the fish to them.
或者说有啦，不过抓几条小鱼干啦。
The board members replied him, yes, but she passed some small fish.
神给我们的恩典这么多。
Our Lord gave us so much blessing.
我们应该要大大感谢神。
But we must give to the Lord greatly with thanks.
所以这个平安祭里面啊，没有鸟。
So in this fellowship offering, there is no bird.
只有牛跟羊。
There's only from the herd and from the flocks.
并且呢，这个平安祭啊，不是若有人，是每一个人，每一个领受神恩典的人都应该要感恩的，要献上的啊。
If it's it is not for any, it is for everyone who have received the blessing of God, from God. He must give thanks to him.
那我们看第二点啊。
Let us look at the second point.
这个平安祭的目的。
And the purpose of the offering.
这里有提到三点啊。是为感恩而奉献，为还愿而奉献。三是因甘心乐意而奉献啊。这个献平安祭的目的。
So there's three purposes here. First is thanksgiving. Second, offering upon a vow. Third is farewell offering.
是为了感恩的，感谢神恩典。
It is giving thanks to God.
为了还愿。
It is upon a vow.
还有就是自己呀，被神的恩、神的爱所感动，甘心乐意的要奉献。
And thirdly is when you are moved by God and you will give it freely to him.
比如说我们有特别蒙受了什么恩典我们就应该要感谢神。
For example, if you receive certain grace, then you must give thanks to God.
所以在台湾很多信徒比如说结婚生了孩子或者是孩子去当兵平安回来或是有祷告变得医治啦，或有特别蒙受神什么恩典，他们就会赶快的这个献上这个感恩的祭就是所以献感恩捐的感恩奉献。
So in Taiwan, for example, there are many members after, for example, giving birth to a child, they will make offerings or a wedding, or their children. Came back from the army peacefully, so they in such occasion they would come and make offering to the Lord.
有些人在遭遇困难自己没有办法解决就向神特别祷告主你如果怎么样帮我，那我要怎么样来感谢你的许愿
Or sometimes when they encounter difficulty. Beyond their ability to resolve it, so they would pray to God and ask God to help them to overcome the situation.
比如说这个陈长老他很早结婚，他18岁就结婚。
For example, Elder Chen had married at a very early age, at the age of 18.
但是呢，他结婚好几年都没有孩子。
But he has no children after many years of marriage.
后来就读这个哈拿为了求子许愿祷告
So later on, he read the Bible that the prayer of Hannah.
他就向神许愿了。
And he made a vow to God.
结果第二年果然生了孩子了。
And true enough, on the second year.He had a child.
并且一年生了五个。
And not only that, continuously he had 5 children.
不过他没有讲他许什么愿了。
But however, he didn't tell us what kind of vow did he make.
所以这个平安祭有的是为了向神许愿要还愿所献上的祭
So when someone who made a vow to God in this offering fellowship.
This 平安祭有什么预表
And what prefiguration has this fellowship offering?
第三这个预表里面第一点提到平安祭是预表主耶稣基督为我们流血舍命使人与神和好能够得享平安
And point number one is, Jesus shedding his blood and laying down his life so that men may enjoy the peace from being reconciled with God.
确实人因着罪跟神隔离了。
Because man sinned, we have a wall separated from us with God.
借着耶稣基督在十字架所成全的救恩
through the salvation grace that Our Lord Jesus died on the cross,
就成就了和平了。
And this has gave us peace.
我们的罪得到赦免了,
our sin has been forgiven.
啊, 人能够在与神重新得到和好,
and once again, man will able to be harmony with God.
啊, 我们看罗马, 看这个有所书啊, 啊,
let us turn to Ephesians.
有所书第二章的十四节,
chapter 2, verse 14.
14节到16节,
till 16.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合而为一拆毁的中间隔断的墙，就是罪啊！而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，就是那记在律法上的规条，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦啊！既然在十字架上 灭了冤仇，便借着这十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好啊！这里提到，因为耶稣基督啊，在十字架所成全的救恩。
Here tell us the Lord Jesus died on the cross to complete the salvation plan.
使神与人之间的冤仇这个罪啊来除掉了。
And this will remove the hostility between man and God.
所以借着十字架，使我们与神两下能够成为一体，归入神里面，归属神与神，再成就了和睦，成为和好。
Through the cross, we are able to be united with God, and we are able to be become good with God.
啊, 所以我们在主里面才能够享受平安啊, 啊,
Only then we are able to enjoy the peace.
啊, 这是平安祭的预表。
This is the prefigurations of the fellowship offering.
啊, 那预表的二, 啊, 就提到, 信徒既然靠主与神和好, 当感念了神的恩, 献上仇恩的灵祭。 啊,
Point number two. Believers are reconciled with God through Christ. They must remember the grace of God and offer sacrifices of thanksgiving.
啊, 那既然我们领受神恩典, 我们就应该啊, 要懂得感恩, 感谢神。
Since we received the grace from God, we must understand that we must give thanks to Him.
我们绝对不能忘恩负义的。
We must not be an ungrateful kind.
耶稣让门徒啊, 往 到了153条大鱼。
Our Lord Jesus allowed us to catch 153 fish.
耶稣对门徒说, 把刚才, 啊, 网到的鱼, 啊, 拿几条过来给我。
Our Lord Jesus said, bring some of the fish that we have caught earlier.
门徒就拿了刚才捕的鱼啊, 过来给主耶稣。
And the disciple brought the fish that was caught earlier to Jesus.
主耶稣把这些鱼烤好了, 诶,又拿给门徒鱼和饼。
And when Jesus baked the fish, not only he brought the fish to them, but he also brought the cakes.
其实一个懂得感恩的信徒啊, 他虽然是把主耶稣给我们的奉献给主, 主耶稣要给他的比你奉献还要更多,再加上饼。
A person that give thanks to God must understand this. The amount that he gives to God is would be more than what God will give him.
这个我们看这个约翰福音啊, 21章啊。
Let us turn to John chapter 21.
12节,
verse 12.
耶稣说你们来吃早餐早饭, 门徒中没有一个敢问他你是谁，因为知道是主。耶稣就拿饼和鱼给他们，在这个
verse 12 and 13.
这个是 第八节啊。
In verse 8.
第八节这里其余的门徒离岸不远约有200舵啊，就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来，他们上了岸就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼又有饼啊。耶稣对他们说，把刚才打的鱼拿几条几条来啊，结果他们拿鱼过来给主，主耶稣给他们呢，就拿了饼和鱼再给他们。一个懂得感恩的人，神会赐更多的恩典给他的。
A person who knows how to give thanks to God, God will even give much more than what he gave.
主耶稣也曾经啊，常常说过，有的我还要再加给他，没有的要把他所有的把他夺回。
Our Lord Jesus often said this.Those who have are give, those who does not have are take back.
所以这个为什么环节跟数据都有提到，若有人要献这个公物给神，那平安祭就没有写若有人了，就是每一个蒙恩的人就必须要懂得感恩，神才会施更多的恩典给你。
And in the burnt offering and grain offering, it says, if any, and why is on the fellowship offering, it does not say if any, because all that receive God's grace must automatically know to give thanks to God.
所以平安祭又叫做酬恩祭。
And so fellowship offerings is also called the peace offerings.
但是在这里啊，我要特别强调的一点。
But there's one thing I need to point out to you.
平安祭既然是主耶稣基督啊，为我们受死在十字架上，来成就了神与人之间的和平。
And since our Lord Jesus died on the cross to allow man and God to be in peace.
那我们每一位啊，蒙受主耶稣恩典与神和睦的和平的人呢？
And we that receive grace from God and that we are in peace with Jesus,
我们也必须要成为和平的使者。
We must also be a peacemaker.
我们看马太福音第五章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 5.
因为这讲义上没有提，所以我们要特别强调一下啊。
Because on the handout, it was not mentioned, so I'd like to mention.
第五章第九节。
Chapter 5, verse 9.
这是主耶稣啊，这个登山宝训里面呢所提到的事啊。
This is the beatitude that our Lord Jesus taught.
第九节，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。那今天我们既然是神的儿子
，Since today we are the sons of God，
那我们就必须呀、要使人和睦。
Then we must bring harmony among men.
一个神的儿女啊，应该是一个和平的使者。
A son of man must be a peacemaker.
我们所到之处啊，都要给人带来和平。
Everywhere we go, we must bring peace with people.
那他必称为神的儿子。
Then he be called sons of man.
所以不能给人带来和平，那他就不配。说他是神的儿子。
Son of God, and if he does not bring peace, then he will not be qualified to call son of God.
本来呀、神与人之间呢、有罪，把我们隔绝了。
But actually, there is a sin between us and God. This is why we are being divided.
耶稣来，宁愿承担我们的罪。
Our Lord Jesus came and took.Our sin
来除掉神与人之间呢、这个隔断的墙。
To eliminate the barrier between us.
他自己承担痛苦，让我们与神成就和睦。
He bore the sin and take on the suffering.
所以我们信徒啊，不管到哪里，都要给人带来和平。
So as a Christian, wherever we go, we must bring peace among people.
我们才配称为是神的儿子。
Only then we are entitled to call son of God.
所以我们信徒啊，信了主，我们必须要传和平的福音。
So after you believe in Christ, you must preach the gospel of peace.
啊, 把人带到神面前来,
to bring man to God.
啊, 啊, 我们看这个有所书,
Let's,
第二章,
Ephesians chapter 2.
有所书第二章的17节,
Verse 17.
17节, 并且来传和平的福音, 给你们远处的人, 也给那近处的人, 啊, 啊, 这里所说的远处的人, 指着我们这些犹太人之外的外邦人, 啊, 啊, 那近处的人, 当然就指着, 啊, 犹太, 当时的犹太人, 啊,
Here is the far away referred to the
是要使人与神和平的,
This gospel that we preach is peace and it brings harmony between men.
并且也要使人与人和平,
and this will bring peace between them.
我们看这个第四章, 有所书第四章,
Let us continue to read Ephesians chapter 4,
啊,
beginning verse 1.
保罗说, 我为主被囚的, 劝你们, 既然蒙召, 行事为人, 就当与蒙召的恩来相称, 啊, 怎么样做才与蒙召的恩相称呢?
What does it mean, a life worthy of the calling?
哎, 就是第二节以下所提到的,
and this is being explained in verse 2.
我们就应该凡事都要谦虚,
that we at all times must completely be humble.
啊, 心要存着温柔的心,
and that our heart must be gentle.
要忍耐,
and be patient.
并且要用爱心啊, 来互相宽容,
and we must bear with one another in love.
我们今天所以最能够得蒙神的圣灵, 就是因为神对我们爱的宽容。
Today we are able to be accepted by God is because that He has a heart that bear with us.
一个对人没有办法宽容, 不能接纳别人的, 他就没有爱, 他以所得到的救恩啊, 就不相称了。
If a person without love, then he cannot, if he doesn't have love, then therefore the blessing he has will not be worthy of his calling.
啊, 啊, 那第三节又说, 要用和平彼此联络, 啊, 接力保守, 圣灵所示, 合而为一的心, 啊, 我们啊, 不但要用爱心去宽容别人,
In verse 3, not only that we must use love to bear others,
啊, 不管做什么事, 我们都要存着谦虚, 温柔, 忍耐的心,
no matter what we do, we must be humble and have a gentle heart.
还要用和平彼此联络,
and we must use peace to unite them.
我们在主里都是一家人,
In Christ, we are one family.
我们在主里都是同一个身体互相做肢体的,
In Christ, we are one body, and we are all parts of the body.
不能说右手跟左手两个不和好啊,
the left hand cannot be enemy with the right hand.
那这个人已经有问题了,
if that's the case, then there is something wrong with this person.
诶, 不可能说你左手被割伤了, 活该, 你不小心, 管你。
If the left hand has a cut on it, the right hand cannot say, serve you right.
好了, 全身都说, 你活该, 你不听话, 现在你受伤了, 你倒霉了, 但是啊, 不理他, 他走起来了, 啊, 痛得很厉害, 晚上不能睡觉, 谁受苦? 全身受苦啊。
If the body said to the left hand, serve you right for getting the cut, but if you leave it alone and in the night, it will flame up and the whole body will suffer and you could not even sleep.
是既然啊, 我们是同一个身体互相在做肢体,
since we are part of the body and we are in this body,
总是啊, 会互相体谅, 互相包容, 互相宽容的,
we must bear with one another and to care for one another.
对, 这个一个正常人都, 很就是该这样做, 你走路提东西, 右手提酸了, 就交给左手, 诶, 人家是交给你的, 以我何干, 你怎么要推给我呢? 不可能嘛,
as a normal person when he walks, if his right hand carrying something that's heavy, when he's tired, he would pass on to the left hand. The left hand would not say, no, this is your duty, and left it alone.
右手酸了，那个信号传到脑里面，脑就赶快传到左手，赶快帮帮忙。哎，左手赶快提过来，换换手嘛，哈。When
the right hand is tired, your brain would send a signal to your right hand to tell, to your left hand to tell it to cooperate with the right hand.
走路走累了。Similarly,
when you're walking,
哎，脑筋马上传达啊，信息，赶快休息。
And when you're tired, the brain will send a message to you, let it rest.
不行啊，走路是你脚的责任啊，你不走不行啊。
You cannot tell your legs that it is your duty. You must continue to walk.
好了，你不让他休息，他一直走，结果走到虚脱了，累倒了，那谁受罪啊？
Then when if you do not care about your leg and you continue to leg and your leg must could injured, and what will happen to the body then?
一个身体里面的肢体没有办法互相宽容、互相和平联络，那这个人已经不正常，一定要送医院了。
If there are parts of your body does not be in harmony with the rest of the body, then this person may have some mentally ill, and you have to be sent to the hospital.
啊，教会是一个爱的团契。The
church is a group.
虽然每个人都有肉体上的软弱。It
consists of a group of people. We have weakness.
主耶稣啊，也体恤我们肉体上的软弱。Our
Lord Jesus also have sympathy on our body weakness.
所以他才特别应许赏赐圣灵来帮助我们。
That's why he promised to give us the Holy Spirit to help us. That we are able to be strengthened from our weakness.
所以这里告诉我们,
so this is why we said that we must receive the Holy Spirit that we are able to keep it in peace, in unity. The Spirit will give us the Spirit of unity.
所以我们如果没有合一, 那可能啊, 没有神同在啊。
If we are not united as one, then we can say there is no abiding of God with us.
圣灵没有动工,
the Holy Spirit is not working.
所以才会啊, 没有办法合一。
This is the reason why it cannot be united as one.
那就会给魔鬼留地步。Then
you would leave a foothold for the Satan.
所以第四节提到，因为身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如我们啊蒙召同有一个指望，一族一信一席一神，就是我们众人的父。There
is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One God, one faith, and one baptism. One God and one Father of all.
我们是同一个身体耶。We
are one body. We are the same body.
我们只有一个圣灵耶。We
only have one spirit, one Holy Spirit.
也就是同样受一个灵所感动的。And
we are moved by the same spirit.
所以我们就必须要能够合而为一。This
is why we must unite as one.
主耶稣啊。 哎，就是为我们呐、啊、献上啊平安的祭，来成就神与人之间的和平。This
is why our Lord Jesus was sacrificed as a peace offering in order for man to be in harmony with God.
平安祭就是要成就和平。The
the purpose of fellowship is to accomplish harmony.
你没有和平，你就没有办法享受平安。
If you does not have harmony or peace, if you does not have harmony, then you will not be able to enjoy peace.
人因为与神隔绝，是人呐、啊、跟神不和平，人呐、啊、就没有办法享受平安了。
When a man is is partnered with God, therefore he would not be able to enjoy peace. At one occasion, there were a few people gathered together for a conversation.
有一个人走过来,
and then a man came over.
大家都说, 不要讲话, 不要讲话, 那个大头伯来了,
and
one
of the fella would say, we shall keep quiet because this man is a big-headed man is coming over.
他一走过来,
when he came over, everybody kept silent.
他一过来看大家都不讲话, 你们又在说我什么坏话了？不讲人的，过来你们就不讲话，一定讲我什么了？
So when this guy came over and he felt the silence, so he accused that everybody must be talking about him. Otherwise, why would they kept silent?
大家都不讲，我不要理他。
Everybody kept silent and ignored him.
后来他就走开了。
And later on, he went away.
我就问他们。
And I asked them.
他头又不大，你们为什么叫他大头伯？
And I said, his head does not appear to be big. Why would you want to call big-headed?
他说, 哎呀, 你不知道吗?
And they say, don't you know?
你看,
you look.
凶巴巴的, 一来就要责骂人, 人家不讲话, 诶, 他也不检讨一下, 为什么人家不跟他讲话?
You look, he's so fierce. When he came over, he already reprimanding us. So therefore, reprimanding us for not speaking.
我说那跟他叫大头伯有什么关系?
So I said, what has it got to do with his head?
哎呀，你还不清楚啊?
Did they say, don't you know?
他头虽然不大，但是不管到哪里都叫人头大。
No doubt his head is not big, but wherever he goes, he give people much trouble.
哦，所以叫他大头伯，因为到哪里就叫人头大。
And this is why we call him big-headed, because wherever he goes, he would bring trouble.
一个没有和平的人，他能够享受平安吗？
If a person does not have harmony, would you think he enjoy peace?
他一定很苦的。
He must be very bitter.
没有和平，就没有平安。
If he doesn't have harmony, therefore he would not have peace.
所以我们信徒啊, 应该要成为和平的使者。
So as a Christian, we must be a peacemaker.
因为既然我们是神的儿子,
because since we are sons of God,
那我们就不管到哪里都要能够带来和平。
So no matter where we go, we must bring peace.
去传和平的福音。
We go to preach the gospel of
不但使人与神和平,
preach the gospel of peace, not only men in harmony with God,
也要使人和人成就和平,
but we must also bring men to accomplish harmony with God.
那我们就真的是神的儿子了。
Then we are truly called sons of God.
因为神的儿子, 有神, 从神来的智慧,
because a son of God will have the wisdom of God.
他必定会成就和平。
He will certainly bring peace.
我们看雅各书,
let us look at James
第三章,
chapter 3,
雅各书第三章第十三节,
verse 13.
雅各书第一章十三节, 第三章十三节,
James chapter 3, verse 13.
你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢? 他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。 你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话来抵挡真道。十四节，十五节。在什么地方有嫉妒纷争，就在什么地方有扰乱。 和过样的坏事，唯独从上头来的智慧，17，开始是清洁的，后来是和平的、温良的、柔顺的、满有怜悯、 多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的，是用和平所栽种的义果。
18.
啊，主耶稣既然是以和平的使者来到世上，来成就了神与人之间的和平。
And since our Lord Jesus has came into this world and to bring peace among men,
啊，那我们如果能够使人和平，
if we can bring peace among men,
那这是因为我们从主耶稣领受了这个和平所栽种出来的这个义果。
That is because we have received what our Lord Jesus has sown in us.
也就是神所看为美好的善的果子了。
And this what he sowed is the good fruits.
啊，这是啊，从平安记里面呢、啊，我们应该要领受的教训啊。
And this is the teaching that we must learn from the fellowship offering.、
啊、平安记不但预表耶稣基督为我们流血，成就了。啊，神与人之间的和平。
Jesus, it represents that Jesus Christ shed His blood and bring harmony with people, with God.
让我们能够得享平安。
And allow us to enjoy peace.
我们不但要献上感恩的灵祭。
Not only we have to make the peace offerings.
我们更要啊作为一个和平的使者。
We must become a peacemaker.
哎，这是平安祭给我们的教训。
This is the teaching from the fellowship offerings.
那第四段谈到这个圣平安祭的方法。
And it tells us the method.
啊，这里讲到这个祭牲啊，要牵到会幕门口祭坛旁边，按锁在这个祭牲的头上啊。当然，这个都是指着献祭的人自己啊，要把这个啊献祭的牲畜啊。带到会幕门口，表示我是对神献上的啊啊！要按锁在这个祭牲的头上啊，这个都是啊献祭的人自己要做的。这个我们在献燔祭的时候讲过了，意思一样啊。还要亲自宰杀牲畜啊，然后呢，祭司呢再把这个宰杀牲畜的血洒在坛的四围啊，再来第五点啊，第五点就是要取出啊这个脂油啊尾巴腰子啊，祭司就要把坛上啊在坛上来焚烧，献给耶和华为食物的火祭啊啊，这里就跟那个献燔祭不一样了啊。
Item 1 to item 4, they are all similar to what we have discussed earlier on.
圣燔祭是全身的燔祭，除了那些脏物之外，全部都要来献上啊，在坛上来焚烧，当做馨香火祭给神的啊。
And item five, we're looking at item five. This is different from the burnt offering where you offered the whole animal, but except some of the filthy parts. But on here, it's the fat tail and kidney.
啊，但是啊，献平安祭啊，没有把整只的牲畜都献给神的，没有。
So in this peace offering, you do not offer the whole animal.
只有取出啊这个脂油。
You remove the fats.
但是这个脂油呢，不是整只牲畜的脂油，是特别提到这个盖脏的脂油。
And it's not all the fats of the animal, it is the fats that's around the kidney.
这是我们台语所说的蟒蝎的哈，那个脏腑上面的那些脂油了啊。
This is the fats that surround the kidney area.
我们看利未记第三。
No, turn back to Leviticus chapter 3.
第三章的第三节。
Verse 3.
啊。从平安祭中将火祭献给耶和华的事，献给也要把盖帐的脂油和帐上所有的脂油，并两个腰子，还有两个腰子上面的脂油，就是靠近两旁的脂油，以及肝上面的 网子和腰子一概取下啊。
Here, verse 3 to verse 4 tell us the, where the fats are.
要把这个脂油所有啊啊这个上面的这些脂油啊都要归给神啊。
And these are the fats that must be offered to God.
啊那属灵训的这个第五点啊。
And on the spiritual teaching, on that,
脂油是身上最好，这个我们讲过了哈。脂油并不是我个人的认为，并不是身上最好的。
And the fat is the best portion, but I personally think that it is not.
因为脂肪吃太多啊，血管硬化，心脏啊，会有包心呢。
If you take too much fat, your blood vessel may thicken and also may enlarge the heart.
会高血压嘞。
May block the heart and may have high blood pressure.
带来很多身体上的毛病嘞，对健康无益嘞。
And may bring much trouble to your health.
但是神要我们把这些脂油归给他。
But the Lord wants these parts to be given to Him.
我们讲过了，因为这脂油经过火一燃烧，就会发生馨香的啊香气出来。
As we said earlier, these fats when they are being burned, they give out aroma that's pleasing.
馨香之气制作人的称赞荣耀啊，我人不可以夺取神的荣耀，要把一切称赞荣耀归给神，人不可以得到的。
Aroma prefigure the glory of God, and we must not take the glory that belongs to God.
所以对我们身体不健康的神也不要让我们去得到。
So the things that are not healthy to our health, God doesn't want us to have it.
看这个三章十七节。
Let's turn chapter 3 verse 17.
在你们一切的住处啊，脂油和血都不可吃，这要成为你们世世代代永远的定例。哎
，verse 17. This is the lasting ordinance from the generation to come. Wherever you live, you must not eat any fat or any blood.
脂油和血都不可吃。
Fat and any blood must not be eaten.
这要做我们世世代代永远的定律。
This is a lasting ordinance from generations to come.
当然我们认为啊，这是旧约的律法，已经成全救恩在啊在主耶稣身上了啊。
Of course, you may think this is the old commandment, and our Lord Jesus has came to fulfill the commandment.
其实啊，比如说旧约里面呢，许多的这个洁净的条例哈，如果我们都按照这样做，还是对我们有益的。
In actual fact, if you look at Leviticus concerning about cleaning, these are all beneficial to us.
比如说，男孩子出生第八天要行割礼。
For example, a boy after 8 days he must receive circumcisions.
你还怎么还我不知道不过讲个笑话，有一次有一个传道在讲道的时候说，主耶稣出生第八天呐、就行割礼。
And at one time, there was a sermon and said when Jesus was 8 years old, he received circumcision.
有一个弟兄啊，因为翻译的没有来，就请一位青年上去翻译，他圣经通通不懂。
And,
啊，这个太离谱了。
And at one time, and then the translator supposed to be translating did not show up, so they call a brother to replace him.
他怎么翻译啊？
How would he translate it?
他说主耶稣出生第八天就结扎了。还一位护士啊，坐在前面的一个护士啊，笑得都蹲在地上去了，怎么这么离谱？
How do you translate that? What book is
fun? 为弯好，不要弯错的，就糟糕。好了，那个是题外话，那个不用讲。啊，这圣经告诉我们了、啊，这个真的，如果我们呢、啊、到今天啊，这个割礼已经成全在洗礼上面，我们根本就不用割礼。但是如果真的我们还嫌割礼，哎，还是对我们有好处哎。
And since Jesus came.